Hello. My name is Joey, and I am gay. Despite how comfortable I am with myself, how supportive my family and friends are, it's still incredibly hard to say that. Every time I say that word, I become so afraid. I'm afraid of alienation, afraid of judgment, afraid of retribution. I feel everyone's eyes on me, and the attention is frightening. I don't know if I'll ever be able to announce myself as a queer person without feeling like I'm dehumanizing myself, otherizing myself. When you grow up learning that you're outside the norm in a way that you don't even understand, it's easy to start to believe that you're incorrect within your own skin. When I was little, my circle siblings and I, my circle siblings and I had a little Halloween photo shoot. I was dressed as a dinosaur, and all my friends were dressed up as princesses. And I was crying. And my parents didn't understand why. It was my circle aunt who came up to me and said, "I have another princess dress. Would you like to wear it?" So I gleefully posed for the camera as Tinkerbell, completely elated. And I was too. My dad tells me that when this happened, his first thought was, "Oh no." Because he knew that this life was going to be harder for me. I had no idea that there was anything different about me playing with dolls and twirling around in princess dresses. There was one instance where I had a Polly Pocket doll, and my friend at my dance center had a G.I. Joe. And he said, "Why are you playing with a Polly Pocket doll? That's a doll. Boys don't play with dolls." And I said, "You're playing with a doll." But my femininity didn't make me any less of a boy, and it didn't restrict me from also liking typically masculine things. Then I went to school, and people had no idea what to make of me. I remember kids would always ask me, "Why do you play with dolls?" I didn't know what the answer was supposed to be. I got asked why I liked feminine things and made fun of enough to the point where I felt guilty for being who I was. When I was just in kindergarten, a fifth grade boy called me a retard and a faggot and pushed me in the puddle. I told my mom that Cece and I were playing and we got a little wet. I didn't want her to worry. Throughout elementary school, people would ask me, "Joey, are you gay?" I barely knew what that meant, and I didn't even know what it meant in accordance to myself. But the way that they asked it made it seem like there was only one correct answer: no. But that wasn't the correct answer for me. But the worst part about all the things that people said or did to me was the fact that a part of them was right. And I knew it. I was made to feel wrong, and I still carry that wrongness inside of me. It is twisted and dark, and it's covered with thorns, tangled around this beautiful, innocent thing that is my queerness. My queerness is more than my romantic preference. It is who I am at all hours of the day. I am queer when I go to sleep. I am queer when I wake up. I am queer in a relationship or not. I was queer when I was 2 years old, and I am just as queer now. And every time I speak that word, I am holding my queerness in my hand, bleeding from the thorns, but bathing in truth. I am gay, and I am human, and I am so much more. And with those words, I can heal myself, and I can heal the people who don't understand me. Because queer honesty is queer power. And with a couple of words, you can change someone's mind. Thank you.